Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. Today, I want to talk about five truths that you need to know about marketing your business. So last week, I bought a domain name, Marketing Truth Whisperer. Now, I don't want you to think that everybody else is telling lies or alternative facts, but there's a lot of misguided information out there. As a matter of fact, I was talking with one client, and after I got through the consultation with him, he just said to me flat out, he says, you know what? I've talked to five people, and everything that you're saying is completely contradictory to what they said. Okay, yeah, I get it. You know, other people have different ways of doing things. I have ways of doing things. Mine's built on a system that I've done for myself, is tried and true for a lot of my customers, and they've gotten a lot of great results from it. So what I want to do is kind of outline those five things that I think that you really need to understand when you start thinking about marketing your business. The first one is marketing is an investment. A lot of people will tell you, hey, we can make you number one on Google. We're going to bring you up in the rankings. We're going to get you a ton of traffic and all this other stuff. And that's great. And you know what? They probably can do that. But here's the truth. The truth is none of that stuff matters. What matters is if you spend $1, you need to make $3 back. And what I mean by that is you have to pay $1 for their service. You have to pay $1 for your time, because in order to be successful in marketing, you're going to have to invest some blood, sweat, and tears into it. You just can't have other people manage it and have it work. I mean, larger businesses can, yes, because they can afford to spend a lot of money to hire a huge team to do things. And the team will report back all the analytics and they will prove that it's making money. But in small businesses, medium-sized businesses, that's much harder. So what you have to look at is the money that you're spending on marketing. Is it truly an investment? And are you getting a return on that investment? And are you getting $3 for every $1 you spend? At minimum, you should be getting $2 back for every dollar you spend. So before you hand somebody $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 to do marketing, you have to ask the question, is this going to make me $9,000, $15,000, $30,000 when it's all said and done? And if the people can't give you some sort of guarantee, they can't guarantee 100%, but at least they can say, I believe that this is going to make you a return on your investment, then do it. If they can't, then run the other way. The second thing I want you to think about is your website. Your website is a cornerstone of your business. It's the place where people are going to search you out. They're going to look for testimonials. They're going to research you on that. I've had so many businesses say, I don't need a website. I'm just going to use Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, whatever, and I'm going to promote myself on social media. The problem is you don't own that, and you can't control all of the messages on those platforms. What you can control is your own website. Now, if your website is older than 3 years, it may be time to update it. The look and feel, the content, make sure that you're building a solid foundation inside of your business that you could drive people to, that becomes a home base for you to be able to market to. The third thing that I want you to think about is having a marketing system. Now, what I mean by this is it has to have so many moving parts to it, okay? You can have a website, but are you using Google Analytics? Are you getting people on email lists? Do you have a funnel? What is set up inside of your marketing system that allows you to make money and measure it? That's key. And they can range anywhere from very simple to very complex. A very simple system is get people to your website, get them to a contact form, or get them to pick up the phone. If you're doing more complex systems, then maybe you get them to a webinar and then you create a form that gets people to get on your mailing list or maybe purchase a product or service or whatever it is. But the key thing is you really have to lay that system out and know what your expectations are. And more importantly, you have to know what your numbers are in each one of those pieces of that puzzle. So putting together a marketing system takes time, it takes some thought, it takes some energy, and sometimes it takes some help. So if you don't know exactly what you're trying to accomplish, then ask for help. Get somebody who understands these things to come in and help you lay that system out. And more importantly, make sure that you're measuring what's happening in that system on a regular basis. The fourth piece of this puzzle is it takes a village. And when I say it takes a village, generally speaking, not one person is going to be able to handle everything. An example of this is I'm a pretty good web developer, but I'm certainly not a good content developer. I'm not a writer. I'm not a graphic artist. And I'm also not an expert in every aspect of things that happen on the web. So what that means is a lot of times I have to bring in experts to help me build things, not only for myself, but for my customers. So you want to make sure that all of the pieces of the puzzle, all of the pieces of the system are being dealt with by professionals. Does it cost more? Yeah. But is it going to give you that return on investment? Let's go back to that point. By getting a professional writer to come in and write good SEO copy that speaks to your audience, the chances of your success escalate rather than you trying to do it yourself. In an interview I did with David Garfinkel, he said, "We as marketers have the hardest time writing our own sales copy because we're too close to the forest to see the trees. So sometimes it makes sense to get a third party to come in and help." So that's what you have to look at is, do you have a team in place? And if you don't, find those people. Ask around. Maybe hire somebody who has that team in place and can bring in the right pieces at the right time. You may not need them all at the beginning, but you certainly may need them throughout the process. The fifth piece of this is personal investment. And I talked about this in a prior podcast, and that is, you have to constantly invest in yourself to continue to learn things. Now, if you are a business owner and you don't want to learn these things, then invest in your staff. Invest in the people who are going to be in charge of creating the marketing content for you. Make sure that they're educated and they know exactly what you're trying to accomplish. Who is your perfect client? What is their problem? What are they trying to solve? And how can we communicate messages that gets them engaged and gets them to talk to us first? Pick up that phone, fill out that form, join the email list, whatever it is. You want to make sure that you're investing in your infrastructure. And that may mean investing in products and services and software, whatever it is. But make sure that you're getting a return on that investment as well, that you're getting some kind of bonus, making more money, seeing better results. So look at your marketing as an investment. Look at your website as an investment. Invest in creating the best marketing system you possibly can. Don't be afraid to ask for help. It takes a village of people to really make this happen. And then finally, invest in yourself, and if you don't want to do it yourself, then invest in your team. Make sure your people are qualified and have the right tools and the right education to pull together a system that's going to help you grow your business today. So if you'd like to learn more about how all this works, I have this thing called the Bacon Weekly Mastermind. It's every Tuesday, 11 o'clock Central Time. Go check out baconcoach.com/BWM. It's only a buck, and you will learn a lot of the things that I've talked about today.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.